Trade Winds to Success, which started in 2005, is a place that provides Indigenous people an opportunity to get the free training needed to have a successful career within their chosen trades, which includes carpenter, electrician, and much more. Roberta Guru, apprenticeship petition coordinator, employer relations, journeyman electrician, talks about what new applicants can expect when they sign up for Trade Winds to Success that will prepare them for their chosen trade.
All right, so Trade Winds to Success is a pre-apprenticeship training program for First Nations, Métis, and Inuit people. So we train in a variety of trades. So carpentry, plumbing, pipe fitting, welding, iron worker, construction craft laborer, electrician, millwright, as well as our residential construction program, where our clients get over 400 hours of carpentry experience, as well as electrical, and they have the opportunity to build an eco-friendly home from the ground up.
Even through the times of COVID, which Tradewinds saw 240 students, in current day, Guru says that the number of applicants that are involved are now at 140 on each intake for both the Edmonton and Calgary locations.
So we usually train, on average, pre-COVID times was 240 students per year, and that's with our Edmonton and Calgary training locations. Now we're about 140 graduates coming through our program through Edmonton and Calgary.
Guru goes on to say that the residential construction program has a huge percentage in success from recent intakes, along with a high demand for new hires.
So our residential construction program is a very, very successful program. So the last couple of intakes have been a 100% employment rate. We, with the labor shortage, we currently have graduates that are being hired prior to graduation just because of the work that's going on right now in our province.
Guru says she's able to give back to her community and is happy to help the next generation of Indigenous peoples start their careers.
I'm able to give back to my community now, you know, and helping pave the way for them and making it an easier transition into the trades. I'm able to offer my knowledge and support and getting them started with their apprenticeships. And so I'm very, very happy and humbled to be part of such a great organization where I can help my people, Indigenous people, start their careers.
Monica Lorene Dillon, a new student in the program, says she's excited to start her journey within Trade Winds to Success.
I am excited. I'm a bit nervous because I kind of just jumped for it. And it's been a while since I kind of just jumped in without, not that I didn't think about it. It's just that I'm kind of just like jumping in with a zest with no expectation. And I'm just going to try it out because I don't know. I don't want to say no to something that I haven't tried. I would say, first off, don't get discouraged about what other people say about you. Just go with what your heart tells you. But I do feel that. I feel like an interest in trades. And if you feel that, just go for it. Because, being Indigenous is a huge obstacle. First of all, never mind being an Indigenous woman. So I feel like a trades would be a rewarding program to get into and, you know, make an impact on the world and build things. And not only that, but get all the skills to have at home and be a handy woman.
For Wind Speaker Media News, I'm Daniel Barker Tremblay.